Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. We have a great crowd here today as we're live in the performance studio, and we're very glad to welcome for the first time, at least while I've been host, the artists that we'll be hearing for the next hour. And we'll hear them in different guises, as soloists and as duos at our Steinway today. Connie and Dale Golden are our featured artists today. Connie is here to introduce their first piece, which they will perform together. Connie?
We'll be playing a piece by Maurice Ravel for one piano, four hands. Maurice Ravel, French 20th century composer, born in 1875 and died in 1937. You know, he loved small children and sometimes would disappear from an adult gathering to visit the nursery, playing children's games. He wrote the Mother Goose Suite in 1908 as a gift for two young friends of his, Jean and Mimi Godepsky. This suite in five movements was originally written between 1908 and 1910 for piano duet. Ravel later scored it for orchestra, adding a prelude and four long interludes. It was performed as a children's ballet in Paris in 1912. Movement 5, The Enchanted Garden.
Let's welcome Dale and Connie Golden.
Thank you.
much. We're so glad to be here. The next piece that I'm going to play as a solo on this wonderful Steinway piano here has been actually talked about in one of the many biographers of Johannes Brahms, whose work I will play today. Her name is Florence May. She was a student and friend of both Clara Schumann and Johannes Brahms. She wrote in her biography of Brahms that, and quote, "Beautiful as many of the intermezzi, fantasias, etc. are, it is to be doubted whether Brahms' short compositions for the pianoforte will ever gain such universal and unreserved affection as has long since been accorded to those of Schumann and Chopin." So I will play the intermezzo in A, the second of six pieces from Opus 118 that was written in the autumn of 1892. The last 5 years of Brahms' life. This work, compact in scale and design, composed in the winter of Brahms' life. Johannes Brahms, 1833-1897.
Thank you. The next piece on the program is a piano sonata that I wrote, piano sonata in F sharp minor. A few years ago, a good friend of ours by the name of Madeline Covey came to me and asked me to write a piece for her. She was particularly struck by a long article in the New Yorker magazine about a group of South Pacific Islanders and their view of life and death. An Italian anthropologist had spent years and years living with them and wrote extensively about them in this article. Anyway, according to these people, the Kitawa people, they view death not as a single event, but as a process. According to them, when the soul leaves the body, it travels by sea on its journey but stops several times on the way to its final destination. At the first stop, the soul hears the voices of loved ones grieving and calling for the soul to return. The world with its life and rich beauty exerts a strong pull on the soul, but it responds with pain and regret that it must leave. At the second stop, the voices of loved ones can still be heard, but only faintly in the distance. The soul says its farewell again, with pain and regret, but now with acceptance and resignation. The third stop signals a change. The soul turns toward the Isle of the Dead and sets off on its final journey. This piano sonata is in three movements. The first movement is simply called leave-taking. The second movement is called distant voices. And the third movement is called final journey.
We are live in the performance studio here at Classical 90.5 for Lunchtime Classics, and you've just heard a performance by Dale Golden of a work of his own composition. If I could have both of you come up here for just a minute, I'd like to say hello and maybe get a little bit more background information on you two. Dale, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And are you, as a modern-day composer, are you not afraid of other composers saying you're too chromatic, you're just too accessible as a composer?
No, I'm not, particularly in light of some of the more recent composers in the last decade or so who have certainly made a return to tonality and lyricism. And
I think as we saw, especially with the Louisville Orchestra commissions that happened in the 50s and 60s, that there was some really avant-garde, daring do with composing, and it was really more for their benefit than the audience, and it's good to see that return to favoring the audience.
Thank you.
Now, as a couple, and I was very tempted to call you the Golden Duo, but for some reason they didn't want to be called that. That's not their name as a duo, but it does have a ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes.
How often do you get to perform together?
Really, very rarely. Connie's a church musician. She plays every week. I play occasionally, but we just very rarely get an opportunity to play together.
Mm-hmm. And Connie, what's it like to be able to sit down with your better half and and perform?
Well, we've had a great deal of fun getting this program together, I must say, and I enjoy playing with Dale at the piano or at the organ very, very much. What more can I say? I really enjoy being with my husband at the piano. Thank you.
Well, we're really glad to host both of you today and look forward to the next half. So let's welcome again Dale and Connie Golden. As they tell us what's next on the program.
Thank you, Alan. I'm going to play a work that is rarely performed, much less, and of course, not and rarely heard. Since it is not performed very often. It's by Italian-American composer Giancarlo Menotti, who was born in 1911 and is still living today. He began his studies at the Curtis Institute, where he also began a close friendship with fellow student Samuel Barber. Early success with Menotti's first opera, titled Amelia, brought a commission from NBC for a radio opera. Menotti wrote his first libretto in English for The Old Maid and the Thief. The story of The Old Maid and the Thief is loosely based on Menotti's observations and experiences while visiting Barber's family. The opera was written in 1939, and the work for piano titled Ricercata and Toccata on a theme from The Old Maid and the Thief was written in 1953. Thank you.
final piece on the program is a major work, or a longer work, certainly. It's a ballet that I wrote, six movements, and it was based on the story of the Burghers of Calais, a historical event that happened at the beginning of the Hundred Years' War in the 14th century. And each of the six movements related to some event or aspect of that story. I'd like to emphasize the musical aspects of the ballet today. The ballet is organized in a couple of musical ways. One, it's a set of variations on a theme. The first movement states the theme, and then the five movements that follow are each a variation on that theme. Now, the theme isn't easy to hear. It's hidden pretty well in most of the movements. In the last movement, the theme is stated very clearly again. It's also organized as a Baroque dance suite. The first movement is a prelude with a slow, dramatic introduction and then a much faster, livelier main body to the first movement. That's where the theme is stated clearly in the fast section. And then the second movement is an allemande, which is a moderately fast, very sort of outgoing, triumphant-sounding movement. The next movement is the courant, which is moderately slow in 3-4. The next movement is the sarabande, which is the slowest dance, much slower in 3-4. And it begins and ends with what sounds almost like a hymn, very quietly and almost prayerfully. Then the gavotte in 2-2, much livelier tempo. The gavotte is the only movement where there are contrasting themes. There's a very lyrical, melodic theme that the movement begins with, very abruptly interrupted by a very aggressive theme, and then the two themes alternate until finally the very lyrical one sort of triumphs in this big restatement of the theme at the climax. And then the last movement is the gigue, which is a very lively celebratory dance, just a joyful ending to the ballet.
Thank you.
Just heard a live performance by Dale and Connie Duo, Golden. I was going to say the Golden Duo again, but thank you so much. That was beautiful, beautifully done, and a work originally written by Dale Golden. And you're welcome back next season. Thanks for being here. Check our website because we have the rest of our season through the end of May there, and our audio archive is being updated so you can listen to past performances. Go to WUOL.org and click on Lunchtime Classics. All the information is there for you. Andrew High was our audio engineer. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.